It should be you loving yourself and trusting yourself. You are listening to Whitney Madueke, My Life So Far. It's where I share honestly through life's lessons on love, career, self-growth, spirituality, and simply everyday living. It's everything you need for the offline moments we all experience. Here is My Life So Far. Hey everyone, it's Whitney Madueke, and on today's episode, I'll be talking about the mindset to have, and I hope you enjoy this. Ever have those days where it feels like your mind is on its own journey? It's running multiple races, and you're thinking about a million and one things, and it just doesn't seem to want to stop. From one issue to another, it just keeps going, and you seem to be drowning in them. Fixated on each thought process, digging yourself deeper into this hole that will only get harder to climb out of. Well, neither have I. I go through this constantly. Some days it's easier to stop and some days it's really hard. Sometimes I just can't seem to stop. I kind of have to sleep myself to stop thinking so hard. And it's important to know that the mind is a powerful tool that we should all own and we should all use to our own benefit, and to not let it hold us back or lead us to our own downfall. So, you know, I have these days where my mind is just on multiple races, multiple thought processes, and it's not that it's a positive thinking or it's positive thoughts. It's more of anxiety, more of doubts. More of feeling very hopeless, like I'm not good enough or what I need to get to where I need to be. So these thought processes, they are not uplifting me, but they're just really pulling me down and just keeping me in a place that isn't healthy. And each day I strive to think positively. I try to see the sun in each day, and you know, even when the rain comes, I try to be prepared. I try to tell myself, like, this is just in this moment. It's not going to be the rest of your life. Because I think with sunny days, you enjoy it. But you never think of it as, wow, my life is going to be this amazing forever. But then with the rainy days, you actually start thinking like, wow, my life sucks and it's going to be like this forever. The thought process is always so different. And so for me, I always strive to think positively because that's the mindset to have. To think that in this moment where you're struggling, it's just in that moment. And it's something that can be overcome. It's something that won't last forever. And thinking positively and reinforcing a positive thought process always keeps me going. It's really what I've strived to maintain and to remind myself of its importance. So I moved to New York in 2017, and I think generally being in New York has been the most challenging part of my life in a way that it's forced me to think of my situations positively and not to kind of spiral into this self-doubt, this negative thought process that I feel like, wow, my life is ending and this is it. But because I've been put in a space where I'm actually fighting for my own self, and it's not like I've given someone else, you know, that power, because when you think of like school or just, you know, being around family and friends, it always feels like you're not in control of your own life. My experience in New York has given me the opportunity to feel like my life is in my hands to some extent. You know, like I'm the one that controls it, and I control it with the way I think, with the way I feel about a certain situation. And New York constantly reminds me, you know, or at least the battles that I have overcome, it constantly reminds me to not just think of this moment as it being everything to define my life, but as this moment is just something that will come and it will go. Because I think back, you know, back in high school, I would always see, you know, my grades as that defining thing that would represent my entire life. Like, wow, you suck at math, so forever you will be a loser. You know, like, I would think of it that way. Like, oh my gosh, you know, I graduated with a 2-2 and now I'll never be anything in life because everyone's always telling me that you have to get a first or a 2-1 to be successful. And really you don't, you know, get what you get, but then whatever you get doesn't define the rest of your life. And with New York and the opportunity to fight for my own dreams and my own goals, it's given me a different perspective where before me failing meant like my whole life was a failure. And now me failing just means that I failed in that situation and that's just it. And I'm so glad that I've been able to get to this place because I really had an unhealthy thought process where I felt like my failures or my struggles really defined who I was. And now coming to this space where I feel like my struggles, my failures, it defines me, but not in a way that actually pulls me down, but in a way that uplifts me. Like, yes, you know, you didn't succeed in this particular thing, but you learned so much. You know, you tried, you gave it your all, you know, you're amazing for not giving up. And my thought process has really changed because with all the struggles in New York and with so much that I'd had to fight for and overcome, they always made me see it as a positive thing. And I've always strived, or at least I always fought in these moments, to think of the situation as positive. Granted, when I first moved to New York, the first few months, job hunting and then getting the job at the accounting agency or accounting firm, and then, you know, freelancing for a couple of months till I found the freelance job. In those moments, I was really still in a negative thought process where I felt like, what is my life? I can't even get a job. Who am I? Where do I think I'm going? Who sent me to come to New York City? Like, look at you, you're struggling. You know, so I was really in a thought process that was full of anxiety and doubt. That was my first few months in New York City. And honestly, I got to a point where I thought of it like, stop having these thought processes. Stop thinking of this struggle as a defining thing in your life where now that you didn't get a job means your life is terrible and pointless. Like, stop thinking that way with me. Like, yes, acknowledge the doubt, acknowledge the anxiety, but don't stay in that thought process. And so that's why I kind of, you know, cultivated the need for something else that would help me reinforce a positive thought process, because sometimes I can do it myself. Sometimes I can be like, Whitney, snap out of it, stop thinking that way, stop what you're doing right now, and it helps. But then sometimes it's like, I can't seem to stop, like, someone help me. And so I started, you know, using gospel music, and that's why I say it so much, because it's really that reinforcing positive thought process in my life. It reminds me of my struggles that I have overcome, so that in this situation where I'm struggling, I see it positive. Like, I see it as something that I will overcome as well. And that's what gospel music does for me so much. And I do have a playlist. I have a playlist on SoundCloud and on YouTube, but I'm going to link my YouTube playlist, gospel playlist, for you guys in the description of this podcast so you guys can check it out. And gospel music is constantly that reinforcing positive thought process when I am drowning, when I desperately need for something to give me hope, because in this moment I am drowning in hopelessness and I feel like I can't help myself. And I use gospel music so much because, you know, you have real people who have gone through things and they've overcome it. And they are singing their hearts out like, I went through this and I overcome it. I'm constantly going into battle and I'm constantly overcoming it. And so for me, it changes the way I see my situation. It forces me to look at that situation as something that will be overcome and something that I will succeed in and something that at the end of the day, I will be shouting like, guys, I did it. It was hard, but I did it. And that's what gospel music does for me constantly. And that's why I'm constantly always talking about it, because it was really that saving voice for me when my voice wasn't loud enough or strong enough to help counteract my thought process. The mind is really a powerful place. It's really something that changes the way you see situations, and you really have to take the time to discipline yourself to think differently if you really want to succeed and progress in a more healthier way. And so I introduced gospel music as kind of like a silent, or at least background noise, into my world, in a way where I would be working and I would really put the gospel music on almost like the lowest volume, but still good enough for me to hear a bit of the lyrics. But it was a way where I could still work and I could still just go through my life or my daily activities without feeling like the gospel music was like the loudest thing in the room. So for me, it was kind of like a really silent way of creeping in positive thought processes that just stayed in the air, if that makes sense. So I was kind of trying to create an atmosphere where the gospel music was really there to fill in the void, or to fill in wherever needed to be filled. And so for me, the gospel music was just always there in the background. You could hardly hear it, but I could, because, you know, it's there. And so I would just be working, and as the scary thought processes came in, you know, it was like the gospel music was also helping to counteract it in a way where I didn't think of my situation as being doomed and completely hopeless. Instead, I saw it as just something that could be overcome, as something that was just in this moment. Because a lot of the times when I do have these anxious thoughts or these doubts, I start to think of it in a grand scale, like, oh my gosh, you know, how are you going to ever achieve this goal? You know, will you ever get there? Oh my gosh, your entire existence is pointless, that sort of thing. But then we have gospel music that was there to tell me, like, this situation you're in, you're gonna get out of it, and that's it. Stop thinking that this situation that you're in is forever. And for me, that was the thought process that I needed to cultivate and I needed to learn to be on. So I definitely didn't always think like this. I always thought that every struggle that I had was a super defining moment in my life, and from that moment, my life will forever go downhill and I'll never see sunshine again. No, I had to stop thinking like that. And I used gospel music to do that at first. Eventually, I started using my victories as something to reflect on and to remind me to stay positive. So I started using things like, oh, Whitney, remember when you didn't have a job? Now you do. You know, remember when, you know, you felt like this situation would never end and it ended, and now look at where you are. So I started reflecting on my victories as kind of like a reminder to reinforce more of a positive thought process, where, you know, I saw that situation as just one, you know, as something that tomorrow I will talk about as overcoming. And so I see situations now as, okay, yeah, it's happening now, which sucks, but don't worry, you know, in a couple of weeks, you're going to look back at this situation and be like, wow, I did it. You know, like, wow, I overcame this terrible point in my life and I'm in a better space, and it only goes up from here. And reflecting on my victories, they genuinely helped me be more grateful. And I think even gratitude in itself helps even further. Gratitude reminds you of the great things in your life, and it creates this positive space or this positive bubble in your head. So as much as I'm going through something crazy, I always try to think of, what am I grateful for? And it's always the minimal things, like, oh, I'm grateful the sun is out today. I could literally just be having the craziest day. I'm in my room with my guinea pig. So this is like in my old apartment. And, you know, I'm having a crazy day and I'm just thinking of, what am I grateful for? And I just look over and I see my guinea pigs and I'm like, I'm grateful for them. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for the fact that they're in my life. And if I feel like I need to cuddle someone, I just grab my guinea pigs. I'm like, I love you. I love you, Minnie. I love you, Winnie. And, you know, I've strived so much to be positive and to be that positive reinforcement. And, you know, even in times when I can't do it for myself or I feel like I don't want to listen to gospel music right now. That's not what I want. I want to talk about it, or at least to have someone tell me directly, like, Whitney, you're doing great and you can do this and don't worry, the sunshine will come. And so I love talking about things with people, with supportive people. And even if it's as simple as sharing that I feel down on Instagram, and you know, you guys have an amazing response where you're telling me like, Whitney, you're amazing, you're awesome, we're rooting for you. That is so helpful, because that helps me realize like I'm not alone on this journey and people are supporting me. And then, you know, I think of moments when I just reach out to friends like, oh my gosh, I feel so terrible, like, you know, what am I even doing, why am I here? And they come with their own positive reinforcement, like, Whitney, you're doing great. You know, stop beating yourself down. You know, I'm proud of you. These words, like, they mean so much, because then they remind me to step out of my own head. Step out of, you know, the way you see this situation and think of it as something that, you know, you will overcome and tomorrow you'll be celebrating, you'd be making a podcast about it, you know, you'd be making a YouTube video about it. You know, think of this moment as something that doesn't define you or shape your future, but something that you can always use to grow and to learn from and to also help others. I think that's also something I genuinely use, is the fact that, you know, in last week's episode we talk about sharing your story and the power that it has. And so for me, sharing my story also helps me to tackle my own mindset, because, you know, I have to come up brave. I have to come out like, guys, this is what you need to do, you know. And so I kind of start feeling sorry for myself, and I start feeling like, oh, I'm proud of myself, like, I am here, I have a voice, and I have amazing, beautiful people that want to listen to my story, want to listen to what I have to say. Sharing my story, it allows me to be vulnerable. It allows me to be open. It allows me to be honest with myself as well as you guys. And I always say this all the time. I feel like I'm really honest to the camera, because I feel like it's just that one thing that doesn't judge you. Like, right now, you know, I'm recording this episode and I'm just talking. I don't feel like I have to watch what I say, because the person listening to me is going to be making funny faces, like, you know. I can only be honest with it. And sharing my story is just always that part of my journey that really helps my mindset to grow and to even be more positive. Because, like, right now I'm sitting down and I am talking about the things that have happened before and how I overcame it. And in this moment, like today, I woke up feeling really hopeless. I woke up feeling like, what is my life? What am I doing? Why am I here? I don't even want to record an episode for you guys. Like, I feel like shit, you know. But I got out of bed and I was like, we have to do this episode because I know tomorrow you're gonna hate the fact that you didn't. So let's just do it. And in talking, in sharing right now, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. I feel great. I feel like I have opened myself and I've released the thought process that was kind of just running its own race in my head. And that was what made me feel hopeless this morning. That was what made me feel really low and just really bummed out. But it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining. You know, it's winter in New York, which sucks. But, you know, it's a beautiful day. Like, the sun is out. And honestly, that's kind of how I've always chosen to see situations. I try to find the sun in my day. I try so hard. Because there are some days that it's not given to me. Like, I could wake up and, okay, the sun isn't out today, so what else is great about today? Okay, the fact that I have a bed to sleep in. Okay, let's run with that. You know, let's just take one positive thing and run with that. Let's expand on it. Like, great, I have a bed to sleep in. Oh my gosh, your pillow is so soft. And you think it's very like silly or just very small, but that's how powerful the mind is. You can just take one beautiful positive thing and expand on it, and it just grows into something else. You could start off with, oh, the sun is out today, so oh my gosh, the flowers out there, they're so beautiful. Oh my gosh, look at the birds, you know. And your mind just keeps expanding on the positives as long as you give it that opportunity to. And that's why I say, like, we have to own our minds and we have to use it so it doesn't use us. Because if you let your mind to run, it will run. That's its job, you know. But you always kind of have to center yourself and remind yourself to stop. And one thing that I love using is meditation. I always feel the effects of not having meditation done in a long time. So, you know, whenever I'm in a very negative thought process or I feel really stressed, like my body is holding on to these thoughts and I can't seem to release it, I meditate. And so I just spend the time, if it's 5 minutes each day, meditating. And honestly, it just changes my mood. And then I stop meditating and I feel it. You know, I feel like my mind is heavy. I go back to meditating and I feel like my mind is light. And meditation has also been that one great thing that I added to my life, especially when I moved to New York City, and I really went in hard with meditation because it's one avenue that helped me release the weights that my mind was holding onto or was carrying. And it's constantly that thing that I always strive to go back to. You can honestly find your own thing that works. Meditation is something that works for me constantly. And honestly, I should be doing it every day, but sometimes because I feel so good, I'm like, I don't need meditation. And then I spiral down and then I'm crawling back up like, meditation, where are you? And so I have apps like Simple Habits that I use religiously on my phone. Another great one is Headspace. Another great one is Calm. So there are a lot of meditation apps out there, so you can find something that works for you. I remember I started meditation back in uni, so I started with Headspace when it was a fairly new app. And then I kind of forgot about it and life got crazy and I was like, yeah, you used to do meditation, let's get back to that. And so I found Simple Habits and I just preferred it. But then I'm always going back between the two. So I could do Simple Habit today, Headspace tomorrow. Because I feel like certain things appeal to me in certain points. And so I just don't want to see myself as sticking to one app and being like, this is the only meditation app to use, you know? Finding things that work for you, it's really important. The mindset to have should be positive. It should be reaffirming. It should be uplifting. It should be you loving yourself and trusting yourself. And it's so important to find your own strategy for this. And I've shared mine. Mine is meditation. Mine is gospel music. Mine is sometimes TV shows. If I feel like my mind is spiraling and in that moment, I don't feel like doing a gospel music or, you know, doing meditation, I then think of my favorite TV shows that just makes me laugh and helps me to forget what my mind is just on. And so I'll put on The Office and I'm just there laughing because Michael is hilarious. And that always helps me. And that's also why for me, I created this timetable where I'm like, Whitney, you need to be doing more of this. You need to be doing more TV shows that make you laugh and forget about your present moment. You need to be painting more on weekends. You need to be doing more self-care that actually helps you think of your life in a positive way. Because if you take the time to treat yourself good, you start to feel even better and you start to see your life in a more positive light. And even like with mirror talks, you know, sometimes I'm really down and I will stand in front of your mirror and I will say positive things back to myself. I don't have to look at a mirror. I just say positive things about myself. Like, Whitney, you're amazing. You're strong. You deserve to be loved. You deserve this. You deserve that. And even just sharing also helps me. And so I always find a way to share. If it's through my illustrations, you know, I remember recently with the whole roommate situation, and sharing my story about it, that week was pretty draining because I was kind of reliving that experience, and you know, people were talking about it and, you know, giving their words of encouragement, but I really felt like I'd taken myself back there in a way. And so the next day, to be part of a day where I said, okay, I'm taking the day off just to have a mental day to myself, what I did was I did this illustration where I just put down my positive affirmations and values. So I thought of things like strong, loving, nurturing, you know, God, I love, joy, hope, faith. I put these words down, and it was so beautiful to me because it was what I needed. I was reaffirming myself, reaffirming my values, and drawing strength from that to feel so much better. And that's, you know, that's why it goes back to our previous episode where I talk about mental health and why it's such an important thing in anyone's lifestyle. It's such an important aspect of a healthy lifestyle. The way you think, you know, and the way you acknowledge what's happening internally helps you take the right step. Imagine feeling hopeless and just really low, but not doing what you need to get you out of there, then you just see you continue to see your day as a bad day, as a low day. But if you took the time to acknowledge, I feel hopeless today, okay, what can we do to cheer ourselves up? That definitely changes the way you think of that situation and that day. And one thing that I genuinely started doing was I stopped saying things like, oh, you made me feel, or this thing made me feel. And it changed the way I gave power to situations. Today, I acknowledged a conversation that I had made me feel hopeless. So rather than saying, you know, you made me feel hopeless, I acknowledged that I feel hopeless, you know. And for me, just changing the way I expressed certain emotions, it gave me a different sort of power. So rather than feeling like something is making you angry or making you sad, I acknowledge that, oh, I feel sad in this moment. That changes who has the power. So you're no longer seeing that situation as having the power to change your situation, but you see yourself as having the power to change that situation just from your thought process. So rather than saying, you know, you made me feel hopeless, and, you know, leaving it up to that situation or that person or that thing to change the way you feel, you tell yourself, I feel hopeless. What can I do to change the way I feel? And for me, that was definitely something that I started doing recently and is helped me to change the way I feel or look at situations. It's changed the way I feel or look at these situations to feel like I have the power to change that. And it gives me hope, and it gives me that positive reassurance that I am in control and everything's going to be all right. My final words, a positive mindset is the goal. And I know it's not easy. Not every day I am positive. It's not every day I feel like, yeah, I'm great, I'm good enough, I'm adequate. It's not every day, but it's, you know, it's important to fight to be positive. It's important to acknowledge days when you're not your best self or when you're not thinking so positively, and to find your strategy to help. I always say prepare for the rainy days. Think of the things that instantly brings you joy and hold on to that. So in my head, I have a list of things that instantly brings me joy, so that whenever I feel sad, I just run to that. I'm like, okay, let's just start doing everything on this list. You know, by picking one or two things on that list, I actually start to feel better. If it's watching a TV show that I love, if it's painting, if it's meditating, sometimes it's just sleep that I need, it works. So prepare for those rainy days. And if you look hard enough, you can always find something worth smiling for, something worth being grateful for, something worth just jumping on with positivity and letting your mind expand on that. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave me a voice message or simply say hi on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. I would love that. Oh, and a review would be great too. I'll catch you in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye.